Walt, first, what does it mean to open a postseason with a victory?
Feels pretty good. I'm excited to be here, and you know, you play, you keep going, you win and survive. So I'm just excited to be here and have fun with my guys one last time.
And then it started off slow. UNC Greensboro built the lead to 13. What was going through the team at that moment, and what was the turning point?
We had to take care of the ball. Locking on defense, locking on what their concepts of what they were trying to do. They were trying to, own the paint, and they were getting to the paint and then winning that battle. We just had to kind of turn that around and focus on the game plan of what coach built for us.
And then for you, obviously, a lot of media coverage on both you and Jonas and your friendship over the past several years from high school till now. What does it mean for him to hit all those threes and then you hit the big final three at the end?
No, just staying ready, his opportunity came today. He was ready to knock him down. It's been preparation all year. All I've known is he's always been ready to knock down that shot. So I'm happy for him. He was on today, and then hopefully he's carrying over to these next couple games too, because we're going to need it.
And then for Suk, hitting all those big shots toward the end and those free throws, you could see how energized he was. I mean, it was obviously a very physical game with both teams hitting each other.
Yeah, I was happy to see him, do his thing in the post. They can't stop his right hand jump hook, so keep going to it. And he's just always staying ready and physical. He played a year for a reason, so he had to show it today.
And then going into tomorrow, obviously a quick turnaround, but y'all have done this before, back in November, playing three games within a 4-day period. What's the team's mindset going into tomorrow's game?
We got to rest up and rest our bodies, and then lock in onto the scout the next game. From what I know about Middle Tennessee, they're a pretty physical team, just like Greensboro. So we're gonna expect another battle, and they're locking on defense. They're a really good defensive team, just like Greensboro. So lock in on those concepts, and be ready for another battle tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
First, what does it mean to open a postseason with a victory?
It means everything, We worked hard for this moment. We've been practicing hard all week, so it's great that we came in today and we executed late and we came up with a win. It meant a lot to us.
And the game started off slow. Certainly Coach Jones and staff warned y'all that UNC Greensboro was all about defense. So how'd y'all keep positive during those early stretches of the game?
We just tried to stay connected. We knew they were a great team defensively, so we knew it was going to be hard for us to score at first. So once we got adjusted and used to the way they were playing, it became a lot easier for us. But we tried to stay connected and just keep being as a team.
And to hit 5 3-pointers, what was going through your mind as you started hitting a couple of those?
Just to keep shooting. My teammates always talk about being aggressive, so just wanted to help my team win in any way, if that was shooting or playmaking. So when I was open, I just try to not think about it and just shoot.
And I had already earlier asked Walt about the relationship between the two of you, and you were hitting those threes, but what did it mean for you to see him hit that big three at the end?
It meant a lot. I know he's been through a lot this year with injuries, so he's been working hard this past couple weeks. I know he missed the Navy game and he was hurt by that, so it definitely was nice to play on the court with him one more time. And just to see him, even though he was kind of a little sluggish at first, he was getting back into rhythm. It was great to see him get back into rhythm and just make that last shot. It meant the world to him, so I was happy he made it.
And at halftime, what was the team, what were y'all saying to each other as y'all started to make that comeback?
Just that we're not going out like this, that we're going to fight to the end and live with the results. We're not going to go out early in the game. We're just going to keep on fighting and fighting, and then we're just going to live with the results at the end of the game.
And then what's going to be the key to advancing tomorrow against Middle Tennessee?
Just staying connected and just remembering why we're here. We're here to win. Just give it all, and just got to work hard every play and just keep fighting. That's going to be our goal.
And actually, you mentioned the friendships. What does this senior class mean to you?
I mean, I've been with them for about 3 or 4 years, so it means the world to me to be able to play with them again. I mean, we talk every day. We're really close, so it means the world to just keep on being able to play and continue on this streak. Hopefully, we can continue and win the tournament, but I'm definitely going to miss those guys when they're gone.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.